It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Thank you all very much. This is great. These are our friends. We have thousands of friends in this incredible movement. This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before. And frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country and maybe beyond.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we have saved this representative constitutional republic for four more years, making this day right here the happiest of happy hump days, Trump days. Thank you. We have been saying that since 2016. Mm. Every Wednesday, we stuck with it, and it has come to fruition. So God has blessed America, and this is just the best news ever. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:09. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning, Greg.
Good sleepy morning.
Magnificent victory for the American people.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love it. You've got folks reacting worldwide politically. One of the top ones has been Prime Minister Netanyahu, mm-hmm. just ecstatic that Trump is in there. And New York, the Jewish vote went Trump.
There you go.
That is huge.
Yep.
African-American vote, what did they extrapolate? 25% black males?
Yes.
Support of Trump, that is huge. Folks, you know what? You can say it. The media will try to continue to divide us. Mm-hmm. The Democrat Party will continue to divide us. But racism, by most accounts in this nation, is dead on arrival. It's gone. We had a black man as president for 8 years. Racism had virtually disappeared. Unfortunately, because of some of the things he said,
yeah.
he created, again, some divide that had already healed. So the president-elect and former President Trump is going to be calling for healing once again, and it will take place. And the economy, probably the biggest deal. I thought that the border thing would have been close and right behind it and a huge deal. It was still a big deal, but for many, apparently, abortion was maybe just slightly more important, one way or the other,
right.
pro uh-huh. or, you know, pro-life or pro-abortion. Now, in Florida, that amendment that they tried to push through, Amendment 4, did not pass.
Right.
You have to have 60%. This would alter the state constitution. It did not pass. They used very deceptive language.
They lied a lot.
Had they? Yes.
They lied a lot.
Had they been more transparent, more straightforward, and actually put forth something that was reasonable, it would have passed. Right. I'm telling you, it would have passed because it was close enough.
But it was too radical.
No, it was.
Too radical.
Look, when you open the door to the third trimester, most people say, no, that goes too far. Which part of that don't you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then the weed thing. Dude, you got to get your medical card because recreational marijuana did not pass again.
They lied and lied and lied.
Well, they did. And it here's an opportunity for the Florida legislature to do it right. Okay? Now, maybe some people are for, I don't want legalization at all. I don't want any of that. Okay, I respect that. I want to make sure that it is decriminalized. I think that you should be able to grow your own. The whole thing of puffing away in public, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
High driving, no excuse for it.
Smell of marijuana in your vehicle, no. And we have to figure out a way to do a violation that would be similar to like an open container. It's like you can't drink and drive.
Right.
So you shouldn't be able to smoke and drive. Anyway, it again, was not well written, was not a good deal.
Was an agenda for one company.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, if it was more transparent, if it was more reasonable and more fair, it would have passed. Mm-hmm. You'd have it right now. But they didn't do it with the idea of freedom and like a libertarian type approach. Hey, look, people are going to do what they're going to do. If it's the privacy of their own home, they're adults. Okay. But now, this was a big company that invested a lot of money. Oh, by the way, so money did not win because the abortion bill, those folks spent a ton.
Yes, they did.
Did not win. The weed thing, they spent, what did the governor say the other day on the air?
$140 million, something like that.
Yeah, $140 million. So you've got that. Senator Rick Scott, he wins. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, she wins. Congrats to her. We will talk to her at approximately 8:05 a.m. this morning. Congress District 4, you've got Aaron Bean, winner, Republican. District 5, John Rutherford, Republican, winner. Alachua County, if there's one area where there, I think, is big disappointment, is the fact that a man of integrity and honor is not going to retain office. And I'm talking about Sheriff Emery Ganey.
Yeah, they are still waiting for some of the mail-in ballots. There probably will be an automatic recount, but when I left last night, it was 350 votes difference. But that will be a disappointment for the community and for Alachua County Sheriff's Office.
Look, and I don't know Chad Scott. I've met Emery Ganey several times. I know his track record, his reputation. It is all sterling. The people of Alachua County have failed miserably on this, and I understand that the average person doesn't really fully kind of understand how important that position is. They just don't, and they don't know what problems there are. They and especially didn't hear about it with the previous sheriff.
Right.
I mean, that guy was in a lot of trouble. But nobody really wanted to speak up to it. Anyway, bottom line here is you're going to see a ton of folks leaving the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. There are many that returned from retirement specifically because Emery Ganey was in charge and they know the guy. So really, my barometer on something like this office is clearly set on the folks that work and have worked there for many of them for 20 years and more that Whip Greg and I both know and respect and know these folks. And I'm telling you, they are, they're going to be leaving. It's not going to be a positive thing in law enforcement. And from my perspective, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. We hope for the best, but
always hope for the best. But, I mean, we want to live and work in a safe area. Number one, but number two, the morale of the officers is hugely important. And if they see things aren't done properly, or you know, unethical decisions and things like that are made, like in the previous administration, not good. All right, overall, hugely positive. How are we going to celebrate? Are you pumped up or what? I know you're tired.
Yeah.
Hang in there. We have so much to cover today on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing America again. We got four more years to hopefully turn some things around, to get some folks to open their eyes and listen with their ears. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 6:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. As we would say after a bad call, or some of us,
yeah,
Betsy and I, a bad call, like a line call on the tennis court or the pickleball court.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the next point, we would joke, if you won the point and you had disputed the previous call to some extent, you know what I mean?
Right.
We'd always go, cheater's proof. That's cheater's proof. Well, guess what? Guess what? This election is cheater's proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be happier. The only caveat is Alachua County voters screwed up again. We shouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
And didn't retain the sheriff, Emory Ganey. And nothing against Chad Scott per se. I don't know him personally. Let's just say he's attached to some people who have not done good things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's I don't know how else to say it.
Fair.
I hope for the best. I hope that things work out for the dedicated folks in law enforcement and in corrections.
Absolutely.
Those are tough jobs to begin with. And if you have somebody at the very top that doesn't completely have your back and their priorities are a little misaligned and it's more about, friendships and pals and surrounding yourself like that, it's not going to be good. And you're going to see a lot of people leave, frankly. It's like they left under the previous sheriff.
Right.
So we hope for the best. But other than that, oh my goodness, it has been great. Kat Kamick wins. Senator Rick Scott wins. Republicans, a lot of victories. You've got the largest, I think, black male showing up and voting for Republican, Donald Trump, 25%. That is incredible. The weed amendment failed in the state of Florida. It was not well written. It was not well done. The legislature should have the courage to take it on and deal with it effectively, decriminalize. But none of this, smoking in public and the stink and the stench. And you've got to have a viable way to secure or try to ensure that people aren't going to be driving while they're stoned out of their gourds. The abortion amendment failed again. Deceptive, lying language, deceptive in their ads that they ran.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that failed. And both of those movements had a lot of money behind them, and they both failed. So Floridians in general, they went in with their eyes wide open, like we hoped they would. And so that's the outcome there. Miami-Dade red for the first time in 30 years. Miami-Dade went Republican. That's huge. Duval County went Republican. Trump wins Duval County. So a lot of things going on. Marion County, the school tax has been yes vote, half cent, I believe that is. And then you've got the general capital kind of thing that goes for fire rescue, law enforcement, et cetera, 1 cent renewal. That has passed. Ryan Chamberlain wins in District 24, and so he stays in there. Matt McClain didn't have anybody running against him. He good wins.
Yep.
Good stuff going on. Yep. We're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick later on. And you know what? What do you think? Are you pumped up? Are you happy?
Are you still in shock?
877-975-9825, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And yeah, I you know, we'll keep the calls quick, but you know, if you have some input, some positivity that you want to share, and you know, it doesn't always have to be, you know, positive, but overall on this day, if you're a Trump supporter and you're not happy, I don't know what to say. I mean, you can focus on whatever didn't come through for you, but I say let's focus on this huge win and a guy that we know that can help to turn this country around. 70% of people that were polled said we're headed in the wrong direction. And I said, how can that be 70% and the polls have, you know, the two candidates neck and neck? Well, they weren't so neck and neck, maybe, as it turns out. And once again, they underestimated the Trump vote. I wonder, is the mainstream media, are they going to have any self-evaluation and a takeaway from this? I mean, any of them. Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post and Amazon, one of the world's wealthiest men, he didn't want to endorse a candidate. And, you know, they've always went for Democrats. So he didn't want to do it. And he said, we want to get away from that. And the old school media has a terrible reputation. And he says he wants to change that. And he did this right before the election. Maybe saw the writing on the wall. But what he is saying is absolutely true. Americans, by and large, are not trusting of the what I call the mainstream media, the lefty media. It's all the same. And they shouldn't trust them. They are devoid of credibility. Will they change? We'll see. It is 6:28. You can get the Bob Rose Show on podcast form wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click subscribe. 97.3, the sky on the happiest of happy hump day Trump days. Yeah.
Debbie. Came in steam hatchy with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
It made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
We're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that. We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Good morning, my friends. Good morning. It is the happiest of happy hump day, Trump days ever. Thanks. Thanks for listening and supporting what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:38. Top stories. Magnificent victory for the American people. And you've got folks, you know, worldwide leaders, worldwide, coming out, talking about history's greatest comeback, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, one of the first to congratulate Trump. Dear Donald and Melania Trump, congratulations on history's greatest comeback. Your historic return to the White House offers a new beginning for America and a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America. This is a huge victory in true friendship. Yours, Benjamin and Sarah Netanyahu. And yes, Donald Trump won the New York Jewish vote. That is huge. Should have been that way, but generally not the way it goes. But now some folks maybe are recognizing that this has been the best friend Israel could ever have in President Donald Trump. There was also the French President, Emmanuel Macron. He says, ready to work together as we did for 4 years. Respect and ambition, more peace and prosperity. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, biggest comeback in U.S. political history. Congratulations on your enormous win, a much-needed victory for the world. Yeah. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer stressed that the U.S. and the United Kingdom are the closest of allies and noted that that special relationship will continue to prosper on both sides of the Atlantic for years to come. I look forward to working with you in the years ahead. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who, like Netanyahu, is leading his country in an existential war, stated on X, congratulations to Donald Trump on his impressive election victory. I recall a great meeting with President Trump back in September when we discussed in detail Ukraine-U.S. strategic partnership, the victory plan, ways to put an end to Russian aggression against Ukraine, and added, I appreciate President Trump's commitment to the peace through strength approach in global affairs. This is exactly the principle that can practically bring just peace in Ukraine closer. And he said, we're interested in developing mutually beneficial political and economic cooperation that will benefit both of our nations. Prime Minister of India, El Salvador President, German Chancellor, all offering notes of congratulations and wanting to work with President Trump. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. I'm going to open them up. 877-975-9825. Get some input from you. Good morning, Mercedes. Are you happy?
Oh, my God. I'm very, very, very happy. And thank you to you and Mr. Cassidy for helping us with explaining the news and the amendments. And thank you for the people that give the vote to Trump, the people from Israel. Thank you, thank you. I'm very tired. I don't have to go to work today, but I can go to sleep today.
Well, and you can, you know, sleep soundly and rest assured. And thank you for your continued input on the show as well, Mercedes. We appreciate it. Alachua County Commission District 1, you know, there were some Republican challengers, but no, it was not to happen. This is Alachua County, after all. So Mary Alford won. That was District 1. District 3 in Alachua County, Anna Prezia stays there. Jen Garrett unfortunately fell short. And in the sheriff's race, that was just razor-thin margin, Chad Scott. Just barely beat Emery Ganey. It's so close. In fact, it'll probably be an automatic recall. We'll continue to follow that. Kim Barton looks like she'll continue to be the supervisor of elections, and we'll have more information for you, more winners and losers. It's all coming up, and let's go to that Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline and talk to Tom. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. So when I went to bed last night at like 3:30, they were commenting on how they were shocked that Kamala hadn't called up Trump and, you know, made a announcement congratulating him. And as I woke up this morning, I was thinking that's because they're moving their attorneys or something to try to, you know, protest the election or do something legally about this. And I bet we're going to hear something about January 6th or some nonsense if they can possibly do anything, you know, to prevent the Hitler from taking over all their nonsense. So that was my concern when I went to bed. I am so ecstatic. Besides that, you just cannot believe it, guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, you know, if they were shocked that Kamala didn't call and concede or didn't do, a speech, I'm not shocked by that. I'd be shocked if she did. She would show real class. Instead, she had to run back to the people that tell her what to do and say, what do I do now? And yeah, so there will probably be lawsuits and other stuff. Let's go to Rick. You're on the air.
Hello there, Bob. Hey, 2016, Hillary had 62 million votes. And then in this year, Harris had 65 million. And somehow Biden had 81 million in 2020.
It's those magic numbers.
Where did people go? Was it COVID? Did COVID knock them out, maybe?
This is cheater's proof.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Again, if you want to extrapolate and look at the numbers and patterns, et cetera, yeah, it doesn't. The Biden thing was an outlier, mm-hmm. an abnormality, or whatever. It was, Bob Rose, election denier here, loud and proud. There you go.
And the good thing, in reference to Tom's call, it's good that this case and this time around, Trump's got the popular and the electoral. So that will give a little more to fight against for them. So
the dollar soars, Bitcoin hits record as Trump claims victory. So much more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. We are 97.3 The Sky. America has been saved. God bless America. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're approaching 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. And yeah, pinch yourself. It's real. Trump wins. I believe it was Wisconsin. I think they just finally called it. And that was 10 electoral votes. That puts Trump at 277, Kamala at 224. That puts him over the top. He's good. But in play, leaning red is Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Alaska. So we'll see how that goes. It looks like he is also ahead in the popular vote. And that is a good thing.
That's huge.
We've had some great victories. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, congratulations to her. Aaron Bean, District 5 for Congress, winner. John Rutherford, that's District 5, John Rutherford. District 4, Aaron Bean, congratulations. And joining us now, the big District 22 winner. This was Chuck Clemens' old seat where he is termed out. Good morning, Chad. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Bob, and we're excited.
Well, look, we've got all the pieces are coming together, the Senate and Congress, the House of Representatives there, the executive branch, and the people have spoken. I mean, I think that the economy is a huge one, but I know borders is a huge one as well. What do you think it was that helped you and just overall Republicans have a pretty strong showing in a big day?
The early polling, it was the in Florida, and for our district it was the three I's. It was inflation, immigration, and insurance. And I think Americans are at a point where they're looking at government as A, being responsible for some of the inflation, absolutely government responsible for not securing our border and creating unrest and just an open border. We've allowed so many people in that we haven't vetted. We don't know what their intentions are. And America, should and hopefully will always be the land of opportunity and the American dream will be real. But there needs to be a legal approach towards that goal. And so for us, it was, I think we had an excellent ground game, a great energized team that was focused on securing the seat and making sure that we had someone that understood the values of the communities and the values of the constituents. And so just a great win, as you can tell. We're excited, but, here it is. Got up at 6 o'clock this morning like any other day and poured coffee and the realization that we will be a state representative is slowly setting in, but I'm like everybody else in District 22. I had to get up and go to work today, so it's just another day. But boy, last night was a special night.
Well, I got to tell you, yeah, you nailed it in the state of Florida. Insurance is a huge issue, and we really hope that between the governor and the legislature, you can come up with really good and specific plans that are going to help alleviate the pain that many homeowners are feeling. And we appreciate it, and we congratulate you, Chad Johnson, District 22. Way to go.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the call. Just thank all the folks that voted, one, for getting out the vote. We talked about it last time I was on your show. It was important, and they responded. And then a special thank you and gratitude for the people that conveyed their trust in me by voting for us. Just thank you.
All right. Fantastic. And it is 6:54. Yeah, and the hits just keep on coming. And the only disappointment, you know, really that's obvious is Emery Gainey, as sheriff. And that was a razor-thin margin. And there'll be an automatic recount, I believe, for that. We'll
probably
see what happens.
So, yeah.
But I think you're going to see a lot of people leaving law enforcement if the results stand. And, again, I don't really know Chad Scott. I just know that quite a few people that I know in law enforcement are not big fans. And he, in the past, tended to be aligned with Clovis Watson Jr., who, a lot of information never really got out about a lot of internal issues that were going on there. And maybe we haven't heard the end of it yet. There could still be some things that will be filed. And as residents, you know, we're not always aware of these things. You're aware when you see, you know, law enforcement on the streets and they're writing tickets and stuff, but day-to-day business, we're just not all that aware of it. And that's when you can, you know, if you've got some connections in law enforcement, you can get a feel. You don't just talk to one person, obviously, but if you know a few, you can try to get a feel. And they go from there. But look, it's Alachua County, man. It's a very been a Democrat stronghold for a very long time. The fact that Sheriff Emery Gainey made it such a close race shows that, you know, there were people that were at least taking their time that normally vote D down the line. They stopped and hesitated, and in many cases they voted for him. So, very close margin, recount possible. And then we'll go from there.
Keep our eyes on it for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any big surprises that stand out to you, Greg? I mean, we've been following this. I think if you go back to, do you have somewhere where I kind of made some, a prediction a while ago? I think I said that we would know early.
You did.
Wednesday morning.
Yes, you said we would know early Wednesday morning who we thought the president was going to be. And some were a little skeptical because, you know, there was the whole thing of, oh, well, Nevada may take 4 days, and you got a couple of...
And it's still May.
It's still May, but in the big scheme of things, we know enough to know that Donald Trump's going to be the presumptive president again, number 47.
Yeah, and I'm not patting myself on the back. What I said was probably more optimism than it was actual prognostication.
Right. But good. But right.
Well, yeah. And what I wanted was is that, you know, a clear enough victory early enough so that no matter what happens in, say, Nevada or Arizona, it's not going to matter.
Right. Trump was put over the top. She could get them all, and it wouldn't matter. And again, as we talked, because we know that there probably will be some objection from the left, the fact that he got the popular vote, so they can't whine and go, oh, well, you know, the people's voice wasn't heard and all that kind of garbage. The fact that he's got the popular vote and will have the electoral win, that's a win-win.
Well, coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. We'll congratulate her in her victory and also try to get a feel for what the future is looking like with, having both the executive branch and the legislative branch, where they will have a plurality, they will have the majority.
Bunch of people there, yes.
But also coming up, and I want to talk to you, Greg, and anybody else that wants to weigh in. But, boy, Greg, talk about, like, the media. Their attempted impact and how far short they fell. Mm-hmm. Will there be any changes how they approach things? You know, they've been playing the divisive card and the race card for so long.
Yeah.
Blacks and Hispanics put Trump over the top. You cannot doubt that or underscore that enough. And so are they going to give up on that strategy? Are they going to change at all? We'll talk about that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.